It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going to check in on the Iowa caucuses now, and we're going to check in with NPR's Linda Wertheimer. She is in Nevada, Iowa. It's in the center of the state. And Linda, you're at a Democratic caucus. We spoke about a half an hour ago. Things were just getting started. Where are we now in this just one of hundreds and hundreds of Democratic caucuses across the state of Iowa?
We are at the horse trading phase of this caucus. We had everybody numbered off, and they determined that if a candidate had 20 people caucusing for that forum, that that candidate was, as they say here, viable, qualified to take a delegate to the county convention. So they counted off. They figured it out. It was 20. Everybody went to stand in their corners. They had, you know, Hillary people go stand by the Hillary poster. Obama people over there in the middle. Dodd people are at the back. There was a hand-lettered sign for Kucinich, who apparently didn't have any posters. And three people stood under that. So they're not viable. The Bidens aren't viable. The Edwardses are barely viable, and the Richardsons are short ones, so they all went after the Bidens. And now they're out there trying to negotiate and work it out. They're all out of their corners, and they're all talking, and there are a bunch of kids playing by the door. It's a fairly confusing, lively, amazing piece of democracy in action.
And they're talking ideas and politics? Or they're not trading jobs here, are they, in the middle of the caucus?
I think that it has to do with friendship in part. It has to do with issues in part. And most of the people who came here with a minority candidate as their first choice already had somebody in mind as their second. So it's not quite as as chaotic as it looks, I think. But they do have this, you know, there is this sort of horse trading aspect of it, and all kinds of things come into it. Issues do, friendship does. Somebody who comes up and says very convincingly that they really believe in somebody's health program or somebody else's foreign policy, and they actually are saying that out there. I mean, I did overhear those kinds of conversations. They're actually moving very fast at this caucus. They should be pretty much ready to count the thing down. They'll take a half hour for what they call persuasion, and then they'll count again.
It's NPR's Linda Wertheimer at a Democratic caucus. Oh, take care of yourself in Nevada, Iowa. That is one of 1,781 Democratic caucuses around the state of Iowa. A little bit over 10% have been counted by the Democratic Party so far. And it's just a very, very close. The actual vote count is very close. Edwards, Clinton, and Obama all a little bit over 30%, according to the actual vote count. But again, that's a very small amount of the votes counted. We'll be hearing from Linda Wertheimer again, and we'll have more coverage later in this hour and throughout the evening.